Model Context Protocol is the right primitive when you need a tool to work across Claude, ChatGPT, Copilot, Cursor, and Windsurf without rewriting it for each. Skip it when you control both client and server and can use function calling directly. As of June 2026, 14,000 plus servers exist in the public registry, but only 15 are worth running in production. This guide tells you which 15, why they beat alternatives, and what will bite you if you deploy them naively. The uncomfortable truth about MCP in 2026. The ecosystem exploded in volume before it matured in quality. Community consensus among practitioners is that the vast majority of registry servers are unmaintained forks, demo quality wrappers, or servers with no authentication at all. The official registry at registry. Model Context Protocol. EO holds 9,652 latest version records and 28,959 total version records as of May 2026, but only 8.5% of those servers implement OAuth. The rest use static API keys or nothing. The top 15 list in this guide are the exceptions. Official vendor servers with OAuth, active maintenance SLAs, and documented production deployments. Build your stack from these, not from the registry tail. The MCP mental model. Transport, primitives, and lifecycle MCP launched in November 2024, created by Anthropic engineers David Soria-Pera and Justin Sparr Summers to solve the N times M problem. Before MCP, every AI tool needed a custom connector to every data source. MCP makes it one times one, one server implementation, all compatible clients. Within 13 months, the Python plus TypeScript SDKs hit 97 million cumulative downloads, and the community repo surpassed 86,148 GitHub stars. One of the fastest adoption trajectories for a developer protocol in GitHub history. Transport Layer 2 transports exist in the current spec, 2025-1125. SDDO, the server runs as a local child process. The client communicates over standard input-output. Zero network overhead, simplest deployment. Claude Desktop, Claude Code, and Cursor use SDDO for locally installed servers. Streamable HTTP, the server runs as a remote HTTP service, using server send events for streaming responses. Enables hosted, shared servers, but required sticky session routing in the current spec. The 2026-728 release candidate, locked May 21, 2026, eliminates the protocol level session entirely, MCP session id header removed. Any request can land on any server instance. Round robin load balancers work without modification. Remote servers can run as vanilla stateless HTTP services. This is the transport architecture to target for new builds in 2026 H2. Core primitives. The spec defines four primitives. Primitive what it is tools executable functions the LLM invokes. JSON schema defined. The model reads the schema and decides when to call the tool. Resources context data the server exposes, files, database records, API responses. The client can subscribe and receive updates. Prompt server provided prompt templates. Useful for standardizing how agents approach a recurring task. Tasks, extension, async, call now, fetch later pattern. Server returns a task handle immediately. Client polls for states working right arrow input required right arrow completed failed canceled. Formally moved to an extension in the 2026-728 spec. Connection lifecycle 1. Initialize, client sends initialize with its capabilities. Server responds with its capabilities and protocol version. 2. Capability negotiation, client and server confirm which primitives are available. This step is where tool poisoning attacks occur. A malicious server can advertise benign tools on initialize, then serve malicious schemas on later calls. 3. Tool invocation, the LLM reads tools list, selects a tool, and sends tools call. The server executes and returns a result. 4. Shutdown, client sends shutdown, server confirms. Authorization in 2026, OAuth 2.1, with PKCE, is mandatory for remote servers per the March 2025 spec revision. The 2026-728 RC hardens this further. Clients must validate the IS parameter per RFC 9207, mitigating OAuth mix-up attacks common in single client, many server deployments. Dynamic client registration is recommended, but not yet enforced. the gap between spec and reality. Only 8.5% of registry servers actually implement OAuth. Every server in this guide either uses OAuth or is a local process server with no network auth requirement. This list is meaningfully safer than the registry average. The 15 MCP servers worth your time in 2026 ranked by Composite Signal. GitHub stars, weekly NPM downloads, community search volume, and active maintenance status as of June 2026. Every server listed is either officially published by its vendor or exceeds 1,000 GitHub stars with documented production use. 1. Context 7 MCP, documentation that doesn't hallucinate repo. Upstash/context7stars, 54,000 weekly downloads, 890,000 NPM, auth, none required. Context 7 solves the most pervasive problem in AI-assisted coding, AI models hallucinating deprecated or fabricated APIs. It fetches version-specific live documentation for thousands of libraries, Next.js, React, Supabase, MongoDB, and more, and injects the actual current docs into the LLM prompt before any code is written. At 890,000 weekly NPM downloads, it is not merely popular. It is nearly two times the download count of the next most popular server. MCP Directory lists it as one by all-time visitor count, 15.1M. It runs free, requires no API key, completes in under 200 MS, and ships with an official VS Code extension, a CTX7 CLI, and a Claude Skills integration. No other server covers documentation fetching with comparable ecosystem support. Production gotcha. Context 7's free tier was cut 83.92% in January 2026. For teams running high-volume coding agents, 500 doc fetches day, premium plans are now required. A Context Crush context poisoning vulnerability was discovered and patched in February 2026. Update to V222 or later and audit your version pins. Ideal stack. Include Context 7 in every software engineering agent session. Load it permanently alongside GitHub MCP and FileSystem MCP as the dev core. 2. Playwright MCP, browser automation with structured state repo. Microsoft/Playwright MCP stars, 30,000 publisher. Microsoft, official, Playwright MCP gives agents browser automation via Playwright's full engine. Unlike screenshot-based approaches that require a vision model to interpret pixels, Playwright MCP operates on structured accessibility tree snapshots, deterministic, token-efficient, and model-agnostic. The model sees a structured representation of the page state, not a JPEG. Microsoft's official backing is the primary signal here. This is not a community wrapper. It is the two most starred standalone MCP server on GitHub, shipped by the Playwright team itself. Production gotcha. Microsoft now recommends the Playwright CLI over Playwright MCP for coding agents. In a real workflow comparison, the CLI used four times fewer tokens, 27K versus 114K tokens for an equivalent session. The MCP server remains the correct choice when an agent needs to react to dynamic page state in a loop. For scripted go here, click this, extract that automation, reach for the CLI. See also, vault/blog/2026-6, one browser use versus Playwright AI agent /draft, MD, for a deeper comparison with browser use. Ideal stack. Agents that navigate live web pages with conditional logic integration test suites that must respond to UI state, and any workflow where the agent needs structured page data mid-task. 3. GitHub MCP server, the engineering agent's default repo. GitHub/GitHub MCP server stars, 28,000 publisher. GitHub official, auth. OAuth 2.1 remote, available no local install. GitHub MCP is the one searched MCP server globally by search volume per MCP Manager's May 2026 RFs analysis. It gives agents full programmatic access to GitHub. Repositories, issues, pull requests, actions workflows, dependabot alerts, code security, discussions, notifications, deployments, and team management. 51 tools organized into 9 configurable toolsets. The hosted remote endpoint eliminates infrastructure burden. Configure a JSON entry pointing at GitHub's endpoint, authenticate once via OAuth, and the server requires zero local process management. It integrates natively into VS Code 1.101+, Cursor, Windsurf, and Claude Desktop. Production gotcha. 9 toolsets, repos, issues, pull requests, actions, code security, discussions, notifications, deployments, team management, each expand the tool list substantially. Loading all 9 in a session means the model sees 30-50+ tool definitions before your first message, consuming significant context budget. Scope to the toolsets you need. Repos, issues, pull requests covers most engineering agent workflows. Ideal stack: AI-assisted code review, automated issue triage, PR description generation, CI/CD failure analysis. The first server to add to any software engineering agent. 4 FileSystem MCP, the reference implementation for File I/O repo, Model Context Protocol / Servers Publisher, Anthropic official reference, monthly installs, 300K plus pulls. FileSystem MCP is the spec compliant baseline for local file access. It exposes sandboxed read-write operations over paths the user explicitly allowlists in config, no ambient file system access, no implicit permissions. The model can create, edit, delete, list, and move files within the declared scope. At 86,148 stars on the parent repo and bundled by default in Claude Desktop, this is the most widely deployed MCP server by installed base. It is also the server with the simplest security model. The allow list in your config file is the entire attack surface. Production gotcha. The Anthropic maintained reference server in Model Context Protocol / Servers is one of the few active, non-archived servers in that repo. The PostgreSQL server from the same repo draws 312K monthly installs despite being archived and unmaintained. Teams install the wrong server. Double check that you're pinning the file system server's current version, not pulling a stale archived build. Ideal stack: any local first coding agent, document processing pipeline, or task that reads project files or writes output artifacts. The default File I/O primitive for Claude Code. 5 Firecrawl MCP, web extraction at scale repo, MCP. Mendable / Firecrawl MCP server stars. 5,798 core repo, 85,000 plus stars auth, API key, NPM. Firecrawl MCP. Firecrawl's core repo is the one open source web scraping project by GitHub stars in 2026. The MCP server inherits that infrastructure maturity. 8 tools in one package: scrape, batch scrape, crawl, search, extract, map, and async variants. Responses come back as clean markdown, not raw HTML, with automatic schema enforcement on extracted fields. It ranked 2 in AI Multiple's 2026 benchmark of 8 search extraction APIs across 100 real-world AI queries. Agent score 14.58. 2026 additions include automatic retries with exponential backoff, rate limiting, and credit usage monitoring built into the server itself. Production gotcha. Firecrawl excels at batch extraction of structured data from static or server-rendered pages. It is not a replacement for Playwright MCP when JavaScript-heavy rendering or DOM interaction is required. Firecrawl fetches and parses, Playwright controls. Free tier available. Production scale requires a paid plan and active credit monitoring. Ideal stack: research agents that extract structured data from many URLs, site-wide crawls for content pipelines, converting web pages to clean markdown for RAG ingestion. 6 Exalabs MCP semantic search as a first-class primitive repo. Exalabs / Exalabs MCP server stars, 4,300 Pulse MCP visitors, 915,000 all-time auth. API key Exalabs finds conceptually related documents even when exact search terms don't appear in the target content. 3 tools: web search, similarity search, and content extraction. The similarity search primitive is unique in the ecosystem. No other search MCP offers it as a first-class tool call. In raw performance benchmarks, sub-200 ms latency in fast mode versus 3.845s for Tavily's research mode. It scores 81% on the WebWalker benchmark vs Tavily's 71%, specifically because semantic matching handles ambiguous or exploratory queries better. Production gotcha. Exalabs semantic edge disappears on queries where an exact term must appear. If an agent needs to find documentation for a specific error message, a function name, or a product SKU, Brave Search's keyword-oriented index will outperform it. Build a simple router. XAF for discovery, Brave for lookup. Ideal stack. Research agents, competitive intelligence, finding related content when you don't know the exact keywords. 7. Brave Search MCP, independent index. 6. Search Modes repo. Model context protocol slash servers official Anthropic reference. Auth. API key free tier available. Brave Search MCP uses Brave's fully independent search index, not a Google or Bing wrapper. 6. Search modes in one server. Web, local, image, video, news, and summarizer. The independence from Google matters for agents doing competitive research, no personalization artifacts, or privacy-sensitive workflows. It ranked 1 in AI Multiple's 2026 benchmark, agent score 14.89, statistically tied with Firecrawl at 14.58, across 100 real-world AI queries. As an Anthropic reference server, it carries the highest tier of official backing available for a search server. Production gotcha. Brave's local search mode, points of interest, business listings, is powerful but requires a separate API quota bucket from web search. Teams building location-aware agents who set up Brave expecting both modes on a single API key will hit unexpected rate limits. Ideal stack. General-purpose web search, local business lookups, news monitoring, any workflow requiring search results independent of Google's ecosystem. 8. Tavily MCP, built-in multi-step research orchestration repo. Tavily AI / Tavily MCP stars, 2000 NPM, at Tavily / MCP auth. API key Tavily's differentiator is research mode, a unique tool call that runs a multi-step query plan internally before returning results. Subqueries, result synthesis, and citation extraction in a single invocation. For tasks that require multiple angles synthesized with citations, Tavily does the orchestration work that other search servers leave to the agent. For long context retrieval tasks, independent reviews rate it 1 in accuracy. Free tier provides 1,000 credits month. Production gotcha, 3.84, 5's latency in research mode. Not suitable for real-time lookup tasks or high-frequency agent loops. Best deployed as a deliberate, one-shot research tool. The agent gathers a research summary on a topic before executing a task, not as an iterative lookup tool within the execution loop. For live queries, use XAF or Brave. Ideal stack, deep research workflows, academic research, competitive intelligence reports, due diligence tasks, pre-task context gathering. 9. Stripe MCP, payment operations with OAuth safety repo. Stripe Agent Toolkit stars, 1,400 publisher. Stripe official, auth, OAuth transport. Remote HTTP Stripe MCP exposes 25 tools covering the complete Stripe billing lifecycle. Customers, subscriptions, payments, products, prices, invoices, refunds, disputes, and payment links. It is part of Stripe's official agent toolkit, maintained alongside integrations for Versal AI SDK, LangChain, and Crew AI. The OAuth-based auth is the reason this server makes the list over community alternatives, no static API key exposed to the agent. For any workflow touching production payment data, official Stripe OAuth is the only production-safe option. Production gotcha, read-write access to production Stripe data is available from configuration. Start with read-only tools in production, customers read, payments list, and gate write tools, charges create, refunds create, behind explicit human approval or a separate agent scope. Stripe's own toolkit documentation recommends this staging approach. For a deeper look at how Stripe fits into broader agentic billing patterns, see vault/blog/2026-528 Cloudflare Agentic Cloud Control Plane/draft, MD. Ideal stack. Billing support agents, subscription management automation, automated dispute triage, invoice generation workflows. 10. Cloudflare MCP, Edge Infrastructure as Agent Tools Repo. Cloudflare/MCP Server Cloudflare Publisher. Cloudflare Official, Auth. Cloudflare API Tokens Transport. Remote HTTP Workers Hosted. Cloudflare MCP manages DNS records, CDN configuration, worker scripts, pages projects, KV storage, R2 buckets, D1 databases, and security settings through tool calls. Tasks like adding a CNAME record, deploying a worker, or purging a CDN cache becomes single agent invocations. It runs as a remote server on Cloudflare Workers itself, zero local install, covered by Cloudflare's Enterprise SLA when used with enterprise accounts. Cloudflare hosted the MCP Demo Day in May 2025, where Asana, PayPal, Sentry, and Webflow shipped remote servers in a single afternoon. Their own server reflects the same engineering investment. Related, Vault/blog/Cloudflare Agents Week 2026 explains/draft, MD, covers the full Cloudflare agent architecture. Production gotcha. Cloudflare API tokens are scope limited by design, create separate tokens for DNS management versus worker deployment versus R2 access. A single over-scope token exposed to an agent can modify production DNS for your entire domain. Always use the most restrictive token scope for the task at hand. Ideal stack, DevOps agents for Cloudflare-hosted infrastructure, automated DNS management, workers deployment pipelines, edge configuration drift detection. 11. Supabase MCP, the full backend in one server repo. Supabase community slash Supabase MCP, publisher. Supabase official, auth, OAuth transport. Remote HTTP Supabase MCP replaces what would otherwise be three separate servers. PostgreSQL MCP for database queries, an auth management server, and a storage server. It covers PostgreSQL queries, schema inspection, row-level security configuration, edge function management, storage bucket operations, and real-time subscription setup. The full backend lifecycle in a single server. The archived official Postgres MCP from Anthropic handles only read-only SQL. Supabase MCP handles the full stack with write access and schema management, and ships as a remote HTTP server requiring no local process. Production gotcha, RLS, row-level security, policies configured through an agent can silently break application access if the policy expression is wrong. Always test RLS changes against a development Supabase project before applying to production. Read-only database access is sufficient for 80% of agent use cases. Enable write access only when the task requires schema migration or data seeding. Ideal stack, full-stack agents building on Supabase, schema migration, test data seeding, debugging RLS policies, querying production data with guardrails. 12. Figma MCP, design token precision, not screenshots publisher. Figma official launch 2025. Auth, OAuth transport. Remote HTTP Figma MCP injects live design context directly into the LLM prompt. Component hierarchy, auto layout constraints, design tokens, variants, spacing, typography, and color values. The alternative, feeding a screenshot to a vision model, introduces measurement error, missed variants, and misread hex values. Figma MCP extracts these programmatically with exact values. Japan is the two market globally for MCP search volume, and Figma MCP is a specifically cited driver of that regional demand, reflecting strong design to code workflow adoption in Japanese engineering teams. No community alternative has comparable depth. First-party API access means no scraping, no screenshot parsing. Production gotcha. Full API access requires a Figma professional or organization plan. Teams on the free plan get read access to published files only. Component-level token extraction is restricted. If your agent needs to read tokens from private design files, verify plan coverage before building the integration. Ideal stack. Design to code agents, Cursor plus Figma plus Claude workflows. Component library generation, ensuring implementation exactly matches design specs. 13. Linear MCP, Engineering Velocity, Automated Publisher. Linear, official, April 2026. Auth, OAuth transport. Remote HTTP Linear's official MCP server launched in April 2026, bringing feature parity with Linear's REST API for agentic use cases. It handles issue creation, reading, updating, and triage, project and team search, sprint planning, and priority assignee management. Community implementations predate April 2026, but lack the official OAuth model and lack Linear's maintenance SLA. The April 2026 official release makes this the only production-safe path for agents that write to Linear. Production gotcha. Sprint planning queries return large result sets by default. An agent loading an entire team's issue backlog into context can consume substantial tokens on large projects. Scope queries with date filters and project filters. Fetch only active sprint issues, not the full backlog, unless the task explicitly requires it. Ideal stack, engineering velocity agents, auto-triaging bug reports from Sentry into linear issues, sprint planning assistance, automated issue creation from CI/CD failures. 14. Sentry MCP, production errors in the agent context repo. Get Sentry/Sentry MCP stars, 687 publisher. Sentry official, auth, OAuth transport, remote HTTP Sentry MCP pulls live error data into the agent. Events, stack traces, issue counts, release health, performance metrics, and replay session data. An agent can ask what errors have spiked in the last 24 hours. Or show me the stack trace for this exception, without context switching out of the editor. With 687 stars, it sits below the 1,000-star general threshold, but official Sentry engineering backing and active maintenance satisfies the exceptional traction exception applied consistently in this guide. Production gotcha. Sentry's event queries are unbounded by default. Fetching all events for a high-traffic project can return tens of thousands of events, far beyond what any model can process. Always filter by time window, last 24H, by release version, or by error rate delta. Build agent prompts that request specific spike analysis, not raw event dumps. Ideal stack, debugging agents pairing with GitHub MCP and Linear MCP for a complete fix right arrow PR right arrow close issue loop, on-call assistance, release health monitoring. 15. Notion MCP knowledge base as agent context publisher. Notion official 2025. Auth, OAuth transport. Remote HTTP Notion MCP reads pages, queries databases, creates and updates entries, and searches across the Notion workspace. It works with Notion's block model. Agents traverse page hierarchies, filter database views, and write structured content back. Multiple community alternatives, Suku/MCP Notion server, Akoi/Notion MCP server, have higher GitHub star counts than the official server, but lack Notion's own engineering backing and native API stability guarantees. Official over community is the consistent recommendation across this list for production deployments. Production gotcha, Notion integration tokens must be explicitly scoped to specific pages or databases. A full workspace token gives an agent access to every page your Notion account can read, including sensitive HR, legal, and finance databases. Always create an integration with the minimum required page permissions for the agent's task. Auditing which pages an integration can access is non-trivial. Notion's integration permissions UI requires manual review. Ideal stack, knowledge management agents, syncing meeting notes, populating database entries from external sources, building search and retrieve agents over a company Notion wiki. Production patterns, auth, orchestration, observability, fallback authentication. OAuth or nothing, the 8.5% OAuth adoption stat is not an argument against OAuth. It is an argument for using this guide instead of the registry tail. All official vendor servers in this list implement OAuth 2.1 or restrict access to allow listed local paths. Static API key storage in agent config files is the second largest security risk in MCP deployments after prompt injection via tool results. Delegate OAuth flows to existing identity providers, Auth0, Okta, KeyCloak, rather than implementing the MCP authorization spec from scratch. The spec is technically sound, but the enterprise implementation is complex. Multi-server orchestration. Token budget first, each server's tool definitions consume 500 tokens before the first user message. The safe operational pattern. Maintain a permanent dev core. GitHub MCP plus context 7 MCP plus file system MCP approximately 3,000,000,500 tokens and load task-specific servers, search, browser, payments, only for sessions that require them. Cloudflare's code mode approach, presenting MCP server capabilities as code APIs rather than preloaded tool definitions, demonstrated significant token savings in reported workflows, collapsing large tool definition overhead to a fraction of its original size. Observability. You're inventing it as of June 2026, There is no standardized SIEM or APM integration for MCP tool calls. Enterprise teams are building custom logging and tracing infrastructure. The practical minimum: log every tool's call event with the tool name, server identifier, input schema hash, and latency. This gives you an audit trail for security review and cost attribution. Langfuse, self-hosted, handles structured trace logging for MCP calls in Claude Code environments. Agent observability patterns are covered in detail in vault/blogs/2026-512AI Agent Observability Langfuse/draft, MD. Fallback: degrade gracefully remote MCP servers go down. Build agents that handle tools call errors with graceful degradation. If XA returns a 503, retry once then proceed with a reduced context signal rather than halting. For database write operations, Supabase, Stripe, implement idempotency keys in your tool call arguments and retry logic at the application layer. The MCP protocol does not guarantee exactly once execution. The connector versus MCP debate: connectors, Anthropic's native integration layer, described in vault/blogs/Anthropic stainless MCP distribution/draft. MD, handle data retrieval from first-party sources with tighter integration into the Claude AI surfaces. MCP handles everything else: any tool, any vendor, any client. The practical distinction: if you need to read a user's Google Drive documents from Claude AI, the connector is simpler and requires no infrastructure. If you need that same capability to work in Claude, Cursor, and Windsurf simultaneously, or if the data source has no first-party connector, MCP is the right layer. The cases where connectors win: official first-party integrations where Claude AI is your only deployment target, minimal infrastructure budget, and low latency requirements for retrieval-only tasks. MCP wins everywhere else: multi-client deployments, write operations, custom business logic in the server, and any vendor integration where you want the server to live independently of Anthropic's infrastructure. The 2026-728 stateless spec narrows the infrastructure gap. Remote MCP servers now require no sticky routing infrastructure, making them nearly as operationally simple as a webhook. The line between connector and MCP server is narrowing. MCP is winning the general purpose integration layer. Build versus buy: a decision tree before writing a server from scratch. Work through this tree. Question if yes, if no, does an official vendor server exist for this integration? Use it by: continue, is the vendor server maintained and OAuth authenticated? Use it by: continue, do you need the server to work across one AI client? MCP server: build, consider function calling, does the server need shared infrastructure across teams? MCP server: build, consider function calling, is latency 500 ms a hard requirement? Direct API plus function calling MCP server acceptable, does the integration need write access to production data? Audit security before any option either, with OAuth the short version. Buy when an official vendor server exists, build when you own the integration and need cross-client portability. For simple, single-client tools where you control both ends, function calling with direct API calls is cheaper and faster. Security note from the NimbleBrain security report: 15.4% of registry servers have no source code available. If you cannot audit the code, do not run it in production. This alone eliminates a significant fraction of the community registry. Runnable example: minimal MCP stack for a coding agent, the following Claude desktop config. JSON snippet configures the 3 server dev core, stack, context 7 plus GitHub plus file system. Expected behavior: Claude desktop loads 3 servers on startup. Context 7 advertises 6 tools, use MCP tool for library lookup. GitHub MCP advertises the toolsets you've scoped, default, repos, issues, pull requests. File system MCP restricts all file operations to /users/yourname/projects. Total upfront context budget: approximately 3,000,000 tokens depending on GitHub toolset scope. Test it, open a new Claude conversation and type. Context 7 should return the live next. JS 15 docs for that function in under 200 ms. If it hallucinate the API, returns next. JS13 error syntax, you have a version pin problem. The server defaults to the latest major version unless you pass libraryid explicitly. Knowledge check queue, you are building an agent that needs to 1. Search the web for competitor pricing, 2. Query your Supabase database for your own pricing, and 3. Write a pricing analysis to a local markdown file. Which 3 servers should you load, and in what order should you consider loading them? A XAMCP, semantic search for exploratory competitor queries, or Brave Search MCP, if you want keyword precise lookup from an independent index, Supabase MCP, PostgreSQL queries with RLS guardrails, and File System MCP, write the markdown output to an allowlisted local path. Load them in reverse token cost order for budget management. File System first, cheapest tool list, then your chosen search server, then Supabase. For one-shot research plus write workflows, load all 3 simultaneously. The combined overhead is acceptable, 4,000,000 tokens. What's coming? UTCP and the protocol layer beyond MCP, one signal worth tracking before committing to MCP for net new platform builds. UTCP, Universal Tool Calling Protocol, is a challenger with 1,000 plus GitHub stars as of early 2026, claiming significant gains in execution speed, token efficiency, and round-trip reduction for complex multi-step workflows. It has a bridge layer for migrating from MCP without abandoning existing servers. It is not mainstream yet, but if MCP follows the protocol adoption cycle, UTCP could become a viable alternative by Q4 2026. Build your MCP server layer with clean interfaces so migration is possible. For deep coverage of the broader MCP one spec changes and the registry quality gap, see vault/blog/2026.6.2 MCP 1.0 production patterns 2026/draft. MD. Further reading and internal resources, MCP server registry security risks, vault/blogs/mcp-server-registry-security/draft, MD. A complete threat model for the registry distribution channels supply chain threats for AI coding agents. vault/blogs/AI coding agent supply chain threat atlas 2026/draft, MD. The broader supply chain atlas this post security guidance draws from MCP adoption by the numbers. vault/blogs/2026/531 MCP server adoption 2026/draft, MD. GitHub stars, NPM downloads, geographic breakdown Cloudflare's MCP architecture. vault/blogs/Cloudflare Agents Week 2026 explain/draft, MD. How Cloudflare is building on MCP at scale, Anthropic's stainless acquisition and MCP distribution. vault/blogs/Anthropic stainless MCP distribution/draft, MD. Why Anthropic bought the company that generates MCP servers from OpenAPI specs Claude Skills versus MCP. vault/blogs/2026/513 Claude Skills versus MCP/draft, MD. When to use each primitive inside Claude's own ecosystem to go from reading this guide to building production MCP agents. Start with our course, MCP from First Principles to Production. It covers transport implementation, OAuth flows, multi-server orchestration, and the security patterns needed to run these servers safely in production environments. Frequently asked questions: what is MCP and why does it matter in 2026? MCP, Model Context Protocol, is an open protocol that lets AI clients invoke tools on standardized servers. It matters because Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, and Microsoft all adopted it. A server built once works across Claude, ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot, and Cursor without modification. The Model Context Protocol / Servers repository has 86,148 GitHub stars and 10,799 forks as of May 2026. Source, retrieved 2026.6.2. How many MCP servers exist in 2026? Pulse MCP lists 14,000 plus servers as of May 2026. The official registry holds 9,652 latest version records and 28,959 total version records. The unofficial Glomma index reaches 19,831 plus. However, Community consensus among practitioners is that quality is low. Most servers are unmaintained or poorly secured. Source, retrieved 2026-62. What is the most popular MCP server in 2026? Context 7 MCP is won by every metric. 54,000 GitHub stars, 890,000 weekly NPM downloads, and one on MCP directory by view count. It solves hallucinated API references in coding agents by fetching live, version-specific documentation on demand. No API key required. Source, retrieved 2026-62. Is MCP secure enough for production? For the top 15 servers in this guide? Yes, with caveats. Only 8.5% of all registry servers implement OAuth. The top 15 list is meaningfully safer. Every server uses OAuth or is a scoped local process server with path allow listing. The bigger runtime risk is context window explosion. Each server's tool definitions consume 501/500 tokens. Keep your stack to 3-5 servers for most workflows. Source, retrieved 2026-62. What transport should I use for a new MCP server in 2026? Streamable HTTP for remote servers. Current spec 2025-1125. SDDO for local process servers. The 2026-728 spec removes protocol level sessions entirely. Stateless HTTP servers can run behind plain round robin load balancers. Use OAuth 2.1 with PKCE for auth on any remote server. Source, retrieved 2026-62. What is the minimal viable MCP stack for a software engineering agent? 3 servers. GitHub MCP, code plus PRs plus issues plus actions, context 7 MCP, hallucination-free API docs, and file system MCP, local read-write. This covers the majority of software engineering agent use cases with minimal context window overhead and well-understood security postures. When should I use MCP instead of direct function calling? Use MCP when you need the same tool to work across multiple AI clients, when you want to share a server across teams, or when an official vendor integration exists. Use direct function calling when you control both client and server and latency is critical. You eliminate one network round trip and roughly 1,000 tokens of tool schema overhead. What are the biggest production gotchas with MCP? Context window explosion is one. 5 servers times 12 tools each equals 30,000 plus tokens of overhead before the first message. Second, Playwright MCP versus Playwright CLI. For scripted automation, the CLI uses 4 times fewer tokens. MCP is write only when the agent needs dynamic page state. Third, 88% of servers lack OAuth. Always verify auth posture before production deployment. What changed in the MCP 2026-728 spec? The MCP session id header is removed. Any request can land on any server instance, making stateless HTTP possible behind standard load balancers. Tool definitions upgrade to JSON schema 2020-12. Tasks become a formal extension. Sampling is deprecated. RFC 9207 IS validation is required on OAuth flows. Source, retrieved 2026-62. What is UTCP and should I watch it? UTCP, Universal Tool Calling Protocol, is a challenger protocol claiming significant gains in execution speed, token efficiency, and round-trip reduction compared to MCP on complex multi-step workflows. It has 1,000-plus GitHub stars as of early 2026. Not mainstream yet, but worth evaluating for net new agent platforms being designed in late 2026.